It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in. Rawhide.
My coffee's hot. Hot.
Oh.
Good morning, Philip.
The Hammer.
How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. What about you, brother?
Not bad. Not right. Bad. Very blessed. So, yeah. Hey, I figured out how to get John to talk to me on an everyday basis.
How's that?
Don't make coffee.
Oh. And
so,
she,
where's my coffee?
Mm.
So?
That's not in your job description, I don't think, is it?
You know what? I've been here, what, 11 years?
Is that right?
Yep, I made it every day, so apparently I've taken it over.
Well, that's the problem. You do something well, and
you just leave it alone.
Exactly. You know?
And when I go on vacation or if I'm out, people are just like, hey, where's my coffee?
Right.
So.
I know. Yeah.
So anyway.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Here comes trouble.
Well, I have to make it when you're not here because even though you set it up, Phil doesn't know how to push
the button. Exactly. Thank you, Joanne. I appreciate it. So Phil doesn't know how to push a button.
Somehow it comes back to me.
But, you know, I could probably talk to June and James and your kids. I'm sure you know how to push button.
I know what buttons to push.
Yes.
But mechanically speaking, not so much.
How was your evening, young man?
Good.
Good. Good.
Yep. We had a grace meeting last night.
How did that go?
Good. Getting ready for some things, some special things this year. So
good.
That was fun.
Good. Yeah, I was going to ask you about it, and I better not.
Well, no. Lots of secrets to be revealed.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, today's quiz day, buddy.
Yeah.
Did you study?
Well, I didn't know what study. I mean, I was thinking all these different things it could be, but I figured it wasn't what I was thinking.
What if we go to on St. Patty's Day?
St. Patty's Day?
Yeah, that's what it's on, buddy. Okay. I even got you a worksheet here.
A worksheet?
Yeah, they're all true or false.
Wait a minute. I want to smell my worksheet. Oh, doesn't smell like the old mimeograph, you know, the old blue lettering.
But if you actually smell it, that actually worked, because Henry works.
Oh, yeah, something like that.
I've had this done since the weekend.
Really?
Then I changed it today a little bit, so.
Okay, all right. Well,
10 questions on St. Patty's Day. I hope everybody has their pen and paper and play along here.
All right. Go ahead there, Hank.
All right. Excuse me. All right. St. Patrick was born in the 5th century. True or false?
All right.
These are some tough ones.
Okay. All right.
All right. St. Patrick's Day was recognized as a public holiday in Ireland before it gained popularity in the United States.
All right.
Number three, the first St. Patrick's Day parade took place in Dublin, Ireland. All right.
All right.
Number four, the term Luck of the Irish originated from a history of good fortune in Irish history.
Hmm. Okay.
Are you a Irishman?
Pretty close.
Are you?
Yeah, I know. James did one of those ancestry tests, and he was like 98%. So I'm guessing I'm pretty high,
too. So you should get 100 on
this. I've never done the ancestry check, but
oh.
I'm afraid it might trace back to like the baboons or something. So
I was going to check chimpanzees or anything.
Oh, well.
I forgot what number we're on, buddy.
Well, we're on number 5.
St. Patrick's color was originally associated with gold, not green. All right. The harp is the national symbol of Ireland and featured on the Irish flag.
All right.
Number 7. St. Patrick was canonized as a saint by the Pope during his lifetime. It looks like you're doing well, young man.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
The tradition of wearing green on St. Patrick's Day started in Ireland.
Okay.
All right. Number 8.
No, that was just 8.
Okay. Number 9. The Blarney Stone is located in Dublin.
Okay.
All right.
I don't like it when you laugh because I don't know.
I know. You know what the Blarney Stone is?
Not really.
I actually have a paragraph about
it. Oh, you do?
Yep. So okay. Do you want me to read it now or after the test?
I think afterwards. All right. Yeah.
Number 10, young man. St. Patrick's Day is celebrated on the same day every year, according to the Gregorian calendar.
Hmm.
All right, I'm going to say you've got 9 out of 10, Phil, if what I've looked right here.
How do you know?
I don't, but what do you think?
Yeah, I'm thinking 8.
Really?
I think I'm going with 8.
All right.
Yep.
All right. St. Patrick's Day was born in the 5th century.
That's got to be true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
All right. St. Patrick's Day was recognized as a public holiday in Ireland before it gained popularity in the United States.
False.
That is false.
Yeah. I don't think... I don't think they did. It was here with Irish immigrants, I believe,
right.
from what I know.
The first St. Patrick's Day parade took place in Dublin.
False.
That's false.
I think it was in America.
I think it was, too.
I don't think it was New York. It seems like it was somewhere else.
It's a smaller town, I believe it was. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The term Luck of the Irish originated from a history of good fortune in Irish history.
I say false.
That's false.
Yeah.
What? I thought you got that number two right.
Oh, I did. So I'm 4 of 4, aren't I?
Yes.
I'm just used to marking...
Wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. St. Patrick's color was originally associated with gold, not green.
Got to be true.
It is true.
Woo-hoo!
The harp is the national symbol of Ireland and featured on the Irish flag.
True?
That is true.
Woo-hoo!
Well, I tell you what, you're just pulling some guesses out, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I should know a little bit of something about it.
St. Patrick's was canonized as a saint by the Pope during his lifetime. True or false, number 7?
No, that's false.
That's false.
Mm-hmm.
The tradition of wearing green on St. Patrick's Day started in Ireland, Phil, number 8.
Okay, let me see here. I've got false.
That is correct.
All right. Yep. 8 for 8, baby.
The Blarney Stone is located in Dublin.
I'd say true.
It's false.
Is it? Oh!
Yes.
I didn't have a clue.
Yeah. Then, have you ever heard of the Blarney Stone?
Well, of course I've heard of it, yeah.
St. Patrick's Day is celebrated on the same day every year according to the Gregorian calendar.
I would say false.
That is false.
Yeah.
So we got 9 out of 10.
Yeah. Yeah. So
the Blarney Stone is a famous historical stone located at Blarney Castle in Blarney near Cork, Ireland.
Okay.
According to legend, kissing the Blarney Stone is said to give a person the gift of eloquence and persuasiveness. Now, the reason that I had the Blarney Stone question in the failure is because of this. Often referred to as the gift of gab.
Are you thinking of me on that?
I am, man. Okay. I am. The stone is built into the battlements of Blarney Castle, and to kiss it, you have to lean back over a sidewalk to kiss it. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah. The exact origins of the tradition is unclear, but has been a popular tourist attraction for centuries. Kissing the Blarney Stone is often seen as a way to gain the ability to speak with skill and charm.
Wow. I'd probably hurt my back if I had to bend over backwards.
Well, you could probably, knowing your gift of gab, Phil, you could probably talk to the Blarney Stone saying, come kiss me.
Oh.
Yeah.
I never worked in the 80s, but...
Sorry, June.
Still doesn't.
Still doesn't. No. Yes, 30 years later, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Nice job. 9 out of 10.
Thank you. I mean, it's not a fridge hanger.
No, but that was a tough quiz, actually.
Yeah, well, I had a hunch. When it's 50-50, I've got a pretty good fighting chance.
Maybe I should put true, false, I don't know.
I'd get them all right, because I'd put I don't know for all of them. Oh, well.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
What have you got now?
Do you know how to do the Irish jig?
No. Yeah. You?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wish I had my phone. Yee-haw! Get them done, Phil.
Oh, I hurt my hip.
Hey, you know what? That reminds me of my Hee-haw documentary right there.
Nice.
What is that song's name?
The Irish Washerwoman.
There is another one that's actually a lot on like Bonanza and Gunsmoke. There's some Irishmen. What is it called? They're in a bar drinking or a saloon drinking. And there's like 3 or 4 guys. Oh, it's a great song. So you only hear it.
Irish. You'll have to figure that one out.
I will figure. It's a pretty good song.
And
you've played it here before. So,
like Chicken in the Straw or Turkey in the Straw?
Mm-mm.
Turkey in
the Straw. No, it was... It was. I'll have to figure out. I'll look it up. So it's a really good song. So
all right.
The old Irish jig.
Maybe you can come and sing it for us, maybe. Or does it probably doesn't have words?
It does have words.
Oh, it does
it
have
has
words.
Lots of words, yeah.
Huh.
So I used to know the verse, but now I don't even know that. So
with St. Patrick's Day being on a Sunday, we'll have to play some Irish ditties on Friday and Monday. Probably,
so are we going to meet? Are we having an Irish party on Sunday?
Well, we probably should. But I have a few things going on, so I'll have to.
Really?
I don't know if I can fit you in my schedule or not.
Okay, so, they probably are not, as usual.
A little bit of corned beef maybe in there somewhere?
No, I'm not a big corned beef guy.
Are you?
But I will tell you this. If you like corned beef, the Richland Locker has plenty of it as we talk right now. And it's on sale.
Good stuff.
Oh, my goodness.
How about a Reuben? You like Reubens?
Love Reubens.
Well,
sandwiches.
There you go.
I love Reubens. Yeah, and I don't know why. I don't know if it's a sauerkraut on it or the Thousand Island dressing, but I will not be eating a Reuben.
Little rye bread?
Yep.
You
yeah.
won't be.
No.
You just said you liked it.
I love it, but it's on my diet.
Oh, but you have a cheat day this weekend, right?
No.
Oh, I thought you had a cheat
day.
No,
you've used all those up for the year.
Oh, okay. I'm a bad influence.
You've used every one of them up.
Oh, well.
But, it is what it is. So.
Yeah, but you're looking good.
Yep.
You're just about ready to blow away in the wind.
Hey, you know what? My shirts, uh-huh. they're extra large, and they're fitting slimmer and slimmer.
They actually fit, yeah.
You're hoping I will go down to a large to get all my shirts.
Yeah, that's
right?
What I'm hoping.
Yeah. I'm getting close, my man.
But I don't want to wear a shirt that says Henry. You know.
Yeah. So, well, no. Can we not just write Phil on there?
Yeah, well, we can cross it off with a magic marker.
Or put duct tape on there.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll look professional, really.
Yeah, we could put colored tape, buddy. Buddy, have a great day. Yep. Everybody be kind.
Hank Bray, ladies and gentlemen.